I love how God orchestrates a service or a gathering of us getting together, and how there's a common theme through the worship and through the time. I love to see the kingdom advance. I love to see people walking in their passion, in their destiny, in the dream that God gave them, the vision that God gave them. I thank God for this place. I thank God for what happened here on Friday night. It was a great concert from what I believe, Marion, and I was here for a little while. I didn't see it all. And Brenda, and you guys were here, weren't you? Did you guys come? Did you enjoy it? All right, good. But today, I want to speak to you just briefly. I'm not even going to try to finish a message here today, because I believe God has a theme of encouraging all of you to be able to be sustained in the midst of whatever trial you're going through, or whatever season you're in your life, to be sustained in a wholehearted love for God. And that's what I wanted to speak about this morning, that you would not lose your passion, that you wouldn't lose your fire and your desire to know Him and to walk and fulfill what God has for you. How many of you believe that God has a purpose and a vision for your life? You better believe it. Every one of you. There's no exceptions in this house. Every one of you have a dream and have a vision from God. And the enemy wants to do everything he can to distract you or put obstacles in your way to keep you from that place. I love when I heard Graham Cook say that his love damages fear. It damages fear. And many times we get caught in a place of fear and we don't walk and fulfill what God has for us because we fear failure. We fear the unknown. We fear our past. There's always something that tries to block us from fulfilling what God has called you to do and be. And this morning, I want to encourage you to fulfill your dream in God. Fulfill your destiny in God. Do what God has told you to do and don't shrink back from it. It's not too late. It's not too late. Don't think it's too late. Just be faithful to the Lord. Be faithful to what He has. On Tuesday night at the meeting place, we were talking about patience. And we were talking about how in James chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Through patience. And we found out through the Greek that that word patience means many different things. Patience is a virtue. And that's how the early church saw patience. It was another word for patience is endurance. That you would be able to endure through anything and be patient as God perfected you in the midst of whatever trial or whatever season that you're in. James was writing to the believers because they were going through hardships. They were going through hard times. And so that the Lord would perfect you. It says, "But let patience have its perfect work in you." And this is what the word patience in the Greek means. To be underneath something. To remain, to stay in one spot. To keep your position. To maintain your territory that's to be gained in the Lord. To maintain your position even in the midst of fierce combat. That's one of the meanings of patience. To maintain your positions. Sometimes to outlast or outlive all resistance that's against you. Patience always also means this: to be steadfast, to be consistent, to endure. And basically, patience is an attitude within you and within me that says, "I am never, never giving up. I am never, never giving up on what God has said over my life, what He's spoken about who I am. I am never, never going to give in to the enemy's deception and lies that will keep me from being who God called me to be." What the gals were dancing about here this morning was about His amazing love, about how passionate the Lord is for each and every individual in this place. And let me encourage you, we need to respect that. We need to respect how much God loves each of us. And according to Philippians 2, to think of others better than ourselves. We need to love the way God loves. And you need to love the way God loves to make it through any season. I want to love the way God loves. I don't want to live in offense. I don't want to live in regret. I don't want to live in fear. Do you? And God, I believe, is even asking you this morning, what is it that's hindering you? What is it that's keeping you from saying yes again to what God has called you to do? What is the passion that burns deep inside of you for the Lord? And are you doing it? Whatever it may be. And if you're not, I'm going to encourage you this morning to say, whatever obstacles are in the way, get out of my way. They were singing about freedom all morning in Jesus' name. Deal with whatever is keeping you from walking in your passion. Deal with it. Don't point fingers and say it's this, that, and the other. Deal with it. Bring it before the Lord and ask Him to help you. Ask Him to give you the courage. Ask Him to give you the love to make it through what you need to make it through. To have the patience to never give up. Revelations 1:9, that same word patience that's in James is used, and that same word is used about Jesus, that He persevered, that the patience of Jesus, He had an attitude that He was going to hang in there and He was never going to give up, refusing to surrender to every obstacle that got in His way, turning down every opportunity to quit. This word about Jesus illustrates the patience and the endurance that Jesus demonstrated on the way to the crucifixion for you and for me. Let patience have its perfect work in you, that you would abide in what God has spoken over you, that you would not become religious, that you would not be the one who points a finger, but a one who abides in the presence of the Lord. Were we singing about the presence this morning? About we need to long for being in the, not just every once in a while, but living in the presence of God day in and day out. What that's like. Wow, that was a good worship service. Wow, that was neat. You know, I felt the Lord there. You need to feel the Lord each and every day, and you need to do everything you can to pursue that with a passion. Because when you live in His presence, when you walk in His presence, when you desire His presence, when you go to God for and repent for anything you've done, His presence will sustain you in the midst of every trial you're in. And that's why patience is so key, so that we would wait in the midst of the trial and trust the Lord to see us through, and trust the Lord that He's never going to leave me or forsake me, that His word is true. It says that if we have faith in the word in Ephesians, that we're able to disarm the fiery missiles of the enemy. Well, what is faith? Faith is believing that God's word is God's word and He's going to see it through in your life. To have the faith to believe that He'll never leave you or forsake you. To not listen to the lies anymore. To stand firm in the midst of whatever you're going through. And even this morning, I felt like when I was praying this morning, I said, Lord, how should I pray for them this morning? And I felt like the Lord said that many of us are still bound in an area of fear. We're fearful. And God wants to break that today and wants us to start moving in His love and in what He's called us to do and be in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let me give you just a couple of scriptures that will back up a little bit of what I'm saying, because I want to stay wholehearted. I make mistakes. I repent. I ask the Lord to forgive me. I'm at the mercy of His grace. And I'm thankful that He does. And He's new. You know, you've heard this over and over, but beloved, He is new every morning. He is available every morning for you and for me. If you turn to 1 John in your Bibles, if you have your Bibles with you, 2:28. This is the John, he's old. This is the one who wrote Revelations, received it. He's old, and it's kind of like old Pastor John is really speaking to us and preaching to us. And he says in 1 John 2:28, he says, abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed. And the word that I want you to look at is abide. It's the same word that Dave Raymer was talking about dealing in John 15. that we need to abide in him. What does that mean? I need to stay connected to Jesus. I need to abide in him in everything. I've got to stay connected because I don't know if you know it. Maybe you do. I'm a mess when I'm not connected to Jesus, when I'm not in a conversation with him, when I'm not listening, when I'm not abiding in him, I'm a mess. But when I am, watch out, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I know that I can walk out what God's called me to walk out when I abide in the Lord. So abide in him that when he appears, what does that mean? When my life is fully reviewed before the Lord, when he appears, that I would have confidence because I said yes and I kept coming back and I kept saying yes and I would not be ashamed. I want you to know it is hard to go hard after God. I really feel like saying that. There's time and moments that it's beautiful and it's awesome and you go, wow, where would I be? But I'm telling you, it's hard to go hard after God. But you have to make up your mind that you're not going to give up and you're not going to shrink back and you're going to listen to the words that's been spoken over you, that they're from the Lord, and you're going to keep saying yes. This morning, I want you to keep saying yes. 2 John chapter 1, verse 8, it says, look to yourselves that we do not lose things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Again, there's Pastor John saying, don't lose the things that you've stood for, that you've worked for. Don't allow a lifestyle of something different to come in and lead you astray. Don't let it creep in and lose your focus on your calling. Look to yourselves that we do not lose the things we work for, but that we may receive a full reward. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 4 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. This is what the Lord has done for us and is available to us. And then look at Matthew 25, verse 21. This is the verse that everybody knows, that everybody says, that everybody hopes to be. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful, entering into the joy of the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. Jesus is saying that even before it's happened. I believe that in that verse that it's there to challenge you and to challenge me. He's saying it to challenge us to be faithful in our lives, to live a faithful life. And we will surely hear, well done, good and faithful servant. There's a reward. He's challenging us on our assignment. So what is your assignment? What has he called you to do? Who has he called you to be? Deep in every single believer in this room is a desire to be great and have a great impact in your life, in every one of you. Why? Because you were created in the image of God. You're all to have an impact. You know, I love the fact that the youth group from the missionary church is here this morning. That's another example of the kingdom of God going forth. Of people saying yes to the Lord, meaning that we can go to different churches and attend and abide and learn and grow from each other. They don't know how many times I've spent lunch with Pastor Dave, many times, and he thinks I'm a little crazy. I think he's a little crazy too, in a good way. He's a good man. But the Lord is beginning to allow the kingdom of God to go forth because people are saying yes to their destiny, yes to their purpose. Yes to who they are. Yes to the kingdom. Don't lose your passion. Don't lose your passion. Jesus teaches us that the pathway to greatness is found in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. I believe that wholeheartedly. That the Sermon on the Mount gives you application to live out your life in a passionate way, in a faithful way, in a humble way, in a loving way. So he's given us everything we need. We just have to apply ourselves. But you need to know that coming against me and coming against you will be every temptation imaginable to try to get you away from walking in your destiny and walking in your purpose. The enemy's not going to stop. Satan doesn't stop resisting your purpose. Matter of fact, it makes him very angry. When he begins to get wind of who you're called to be or what you're called to do, he will do everything possible to get you away from walking in your purpose. He hates your purpose in God. John 10:10, another familiar verse. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To destroy your dream. He hates a wholehearted Christian. He hates a wholehearted man or woman of God that desires to walk in their fullness. He hates them with a passion, if he has that. Maybe it's just pure hate. The scripture, 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Who is weak? Who can he devour? Who can he come after? He has been set against your dream and your vision. Ephesians 6, the beginning of this, says in verse 11, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In verse 16, it says, above all, and everything it gave, the well-known verses in Ephesians about warfare, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Above all, take on the shield of faith. Say yes. Say yes to the word. Say yes to what God has spoken over you. And resist the enemy from stealing your dream, your calling, your destiny, your purpose, your passion. Wage war against casual Christianity. Wage war against the obstacles that keep you away from being wholehearted for God. Everything is calling us to go deep in the things of the Lord. Reject the things that are coming after you through media. Reject the enemy's tactics in your life. And you know what they are. In Jesus' holy name. I'm going to go all the way to the end here. Psalm 119:50 says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. Psalm 119, verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. Whatever pain you're going through, whatever struggle you're going through, whatever frustration, God wants to expose you more and more to his word and to his truth. And today, whether it's pastors, it doesn't matter who, anybody in this room, if there's something you need to break through to get into this next season of your life, I just really want to be able to pray over you, and I want to take a few moments to think about what is really the fear. You know, sometimes when we get fearful, we isolate ourselves, and God wants us to be there for one another. God wants us to be able to confess sometimes our sin to each other and to him. God wants us to deal with things, especially young and old. It doesn't matter. Especially in this season right now. Would you guys stand with me for a moment? I wanted to ask just a few questions before we go to prayer. I want you to think about it. What is your passion? What is your passion for the Lord? Just want to ask you, are you doing it? Are you doing it with your whole heart? Just think about it. What is your passion? You know, to live life day in and day out and not be walking in your passion can really be a tough place, a hard place. What is it that he's called you to? And how many times have you said yes, but the doors just didn't seem to open for you to get there? What is your passion? What is the dream God has put in your heart? What's the vision? Again, you all got really excited when I said everyone's got a vision in this place, because you do. And it's not about one man's vision. It's about the vision that God has, the dream that God has for you. Don't let fear and circumstances keep you from walking it out. Let's just pray. Let's close your eyes and just pray for a moment. I just want you to think about your passion right now. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would draw us into that place to hear your voice. We can do nothing without you. What are the obstacles that are keeping us from walking in our passion? Will you speak to us, Lord? Speak to us, Lord. Just keep praying. John 10:10-11, it says, I have come that they may have life. Put your name in there. I have come that Bob may have life, that Bob may have it more abundantly. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The good shepherd. Lord, with all our frustrations, with even times we've been angry at you, wondering what's going on, you are the good shepherd. Would you just come and speak to us about any obstacle that's keeping us from our passion? Give us eyes to see, ears to hear. I just want to open the altar as we're praying, and I want to encourage you to pray for everyone around here, everybody that's next to you, around you. Lord, I just ask that you would come, and if any individual needs prayer right now to break through, it is one of the most important things, that we would break through fear, we'd break through condemnation, we'd break through worry, and that we would just move in the place of your love and say yes to our passion. Yes to what you have for us, Lord. If you're in that place and you need prayer, someone to really pray with you, just to pray in agreement for breakthrough in your life, to be able to fulfill what God's called you to do, I just want you to come forward. Don't let any obstacle get in the way. Just come forward if you need prayer this morning. As you could tell, as the service was going, God is real serious about this morning. He's real serious about you and who you are. He offers a way out. We love your presence, Lord. We know this is a new season and a new time for many of us. Lord, we want best today, and we never want to take it back. Whatever trial anyone's going through right now, Lord, would you just give them hope by your presence and your love? And Lord, we ask for wisdom today. You say that you give it without reproach, Lord. You give a bountiful amount of wisdom if we'll just ask. If we'll ask in faith, believing, and we won't doubt. God, help our unbelief even this morning. That we would believe in your word, that we wouldn't just read through it. We would apply it. Let us no longer be double-minded. Yes, God. Let your word move us. Let your word be the avenue that we would take to walk out our destiny and our purpose. Let your word have its way in us. Create a desire in us for your word. Deal with any pride that's in us, oh God, that keeps us from humbling ourselves before you and thinking of others better than ourselves. Show us, God, how dark our pride is and how beautiful your love is. We trust in you. We trust in you. Wholehearted lovers of God. Wholehearted lovers of God. Not lovers of men, but lovers of God. Wholehearted. I ask God that you would just grab everyone in this place today. Let them not remain the same. Let me not remain the same. That we would go deeper in the wells of your love, God, as you orchestrated in song. No one got together in song and in dance. And we had the freedom to cry out for your presence, Lord. Let freedom live in our lives today. Freedom. Freedom in Jesus' name. Freedom from hidden sin. Freedom from offenses. Freedom from doubting you, Lord. Freedom from being religious. Help us to love much today and in the days to come. Help us, Lord. Open up the eyes. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, would you just fall on us and bring conviction or comfort or whatever you want to do. Just have your way in this house today. Have your way. We trust you, God. We trust you. Oh, God, would you assault that religious mind in us? Will you assault it, Lord, with your love and your truth? Will you help us to detox from a system of religiosity into a place of freedom in your kingdom and your presence, oh God, for this whole region, Lord? Stir up this region, Lord. Stir up our hearts. No more fear. Perfect love casts out all 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 fear. Yes, God. Yes, God. Jesus, King of glory. Jesus, wonderful counselor, divine healer. Jesus, the lover of our soul. Have your way today. Come back to you, Lord. We We come back to you, Lord. Would you pray for everyone at the altar? Would you just intercede right now? If you don't know how, ask God to help you. Teach me to pray. Teach me to have compassion like you have compassion, Jesus. Healing. Healing, Lord. Freedom. Yes, Lord. We trust you. We trust you to do a work in us, oh God. We bind every spirit that's not of a divine nature and say you must comply and back away from these that have come and these in the house. We plead the blood of Jesus over every individual in this house. We plead the blood of Jesus over Michiana. We repent and say we're sorry, God. We come in agreement. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, that you'll bring healing in their land. Bring healing in the land, we pray. Bring a sobriety in the land, O Lord, by your word and your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. Yes, Lord, we love you. We're going to turn the front into a prayer area and have the pastors, prophetic team, healing team come and just pray over those that are here. And if you'd like to be dismissed right now, you can. In Jesus' holy name, go in peace. May the Lord just be with you. We'll see you this Tuesday night at the meeting place. Just go in peace. But if you need prayer, please don't leave. If you feel something tugging in your heart and you need somebody just to intercede for you, let it happen. Yes, Lord. More of you, Jesus. Don't be afraid of God either. Be willing to let him move.
Me with grace, I will follow.